At the Behringer Academic Center, students in one kindergarten class and one fourth grade class team up to release 24 butterflies into the wild. They've been studying and watching the monarch butterflies over the past month.
It's that time where we're going to get ready to release the butterflies.
But not before a choreographed dance and final farewells from the kindergartners in Miss Abernethy's class.
I will miss you.
I wish you could come back.
Have a great journey.
And then they open the green mesh containers and watch as they fly from one student's hand to the next. A butterfly the class named Emily was born just a few hours before they release her into the air. She flies out and scares a lot of students. Emily is no ordinary monarch butterfly. She's part of Monarch Watch. It's a project developed by scientists at the University of Kansas to allow anyone to help keep track of monarch butterflies. They attach white stickers on the butterfly's wings with a unique code. And after they release the butterflies, in the hopes that they find their way down to Mexico, the students will send the data they collected, like the size of the butterfly, to the researchers. Earlier this year, scientists in Mexico said the amount of land monarch butterflies usually occupy dropped by nearly 60%, the lowest in two decades, when they first started to keep records. There are lots of reasons for this. Just ask 9-year-old Esther Mota.
There's logging, which people log, so it takes down their habitats, and then we spray pesticides all over the place, and it gets the monarchs very sick, and they can die.
The pesticides also kill a plant called milkweed that caterpillars eat. Tagging the butterflies helps researchers figure out how long these butterflies fly before they die, how fast they fly, and whether they even make it to Mexico. Esther's classmate, Aldrich Frifra, has watched the butterflies grow up in Miss Abernethy's backyard, from eggs to caterpillars to chrysalises to butterflies. So he feels like any parent would.
I felt sad because the butterflies might have gone, died, because there's, a lot of danger, so... But I did feel kind of happy since there's an expression called, if you love something, set it free. So, we just set them free. Plus, they're all grown up.
In the spring, teachers will give their students milkweed seed packets so that they can attract caterpillars and care for their own butterflies. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shama in Charlotte.